Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYN ads.com.
Today is Friday, January 12th. We'll tell you about America's retaliation in the Red Sea and what could come next for Iranian-backed militia in the region. Also, both former President Trump and first son Hunter Biden had important days in court. And a winter storm is strengthening over a huge part of the U.S. Plus, how the entertainment industry has changed or not since the dawn of the Me Too movement. Why one rental giant is abandoning its electric ambitions. And which NFL legend decided to retire right before the playoffs. Those stories and even more news to know next. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in around 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. American and British forces are striking back in the Middle East. The U.S. and U.K. militaries launched more than a dozen retaliatory strikes yesterday on Houthi militia targets in Yemen. This follows months of attacks by the Iranian-backed militants who have been targeting commercial shipping in the Red Sea. In fact, just this week, an attack targeted an American commercial ship and the U.S. military vessels beside it. So the Pentagon decided to act. The U.S. says it destroyed Houthi assets while avoiding any civilian population centers. Separately, Iran seized an oil tanker in the Persian Gulf yesterday in retaliation for the U.S. confiscating that same vessel and its oil last year, raising some concerns that another key trade route could be vulnerable. Some American officials say they believe Iran's ultimate goal with its recent actions and proxy militias around the region is to draw the U.S. into a wider conflict. Already, Houthi leaders have promised the attacks will not go unanswered. But President Biden also said he won't hesitate to act further to protect Americans and the free flow of international commerce. The United Nations' top court is now considering whether Israel has been committing war crimes against Palestinians in Gaza. South Africa formally accused Israel of genocide at the International Court of Justice, charging the Israeli military with trying to wipe out the Palestinian population ever since Hamas attacked Israel in October. And at The Hague yesterday, it asked ICJ judges to impose emergency measures to order Israel to stop the war immediately. Israel is set to formally respond to the accusations today. But already, it's calling the allegations baseless and has said South Africa is just acting as a mouthpiece for those who really want to commit genocide, Hamas terrorists. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has said his goal is only to destroy Hamas, not the Palestinian people. Though the Hamas-controlled Gaza Health Ministry says more than 23,000 Palestinians have been killed in Israel's quest, and that most of them have been civilians. South Africa would actually have to prove those deaths were Israel's intent, more intentional than collateral damage of the war against Hamas. Now keep in mind, no matter what the court decides, the trajectory of the war is unlikely to change. Theoretically, rulings from the ICJ are final and legally binding. But in practice, they're unenforceable. And a final ruling over whether Israel is committing genocide or not could take several years. The civil trial that could determine the future of former President Trump's business empire has finally wrapped up. Closing arguments were yesterday. The judge let Trump speak for just about 6 minutes before cutting him off. Trump branded the whole case as a witch hunt carried out by his political enemies who don't want him to become president again. But after things wrapped up, the prosecutor insisted the case was not about politics, but about facts and the law. Remember, the New York Attorney General has been accusing the former president of exaggerating his net worth by billions of dollars to trick banks and insurers. Though Trump insisted everyone made a profit in those deals and he never defaulted on the loans. His lawyers have also argued that valuations are subjective and disagreements don't equal fraud. The judge already found him and the Trump Organization as a whole liable. But this trial has been about penalties and possibly more fraud claims. Prosecutors demanded $250 million in damages, and they're wanting to ban the Trumps from ever doing business in the state again. Now the judge says he's hoping to have a verdict by the end of this month. The first son was also in court yesterday. Hunter Biden pleaded not guilty to 9 tax charges that accused the younger Biden of running a scheme to not pay at least $1.4 million in taxes he owed between 2016 and 2019. To be clear, the president's son later paid all the money back in 2021. But the indictment still says for 4 years, Hunter Biden spent millions of dollars on an extravagant lifestyle when he should have been paying his tax bills. And if he's convicted, he could face up to 17 years in prison. Though remember, Biden also is facing charges related to him lying about being a drug user to buy a gun. He's pleading not guilty to those charges, too. And both trials are expected to happen before the election. By the way, Republicans in Congress are also separately investigating Hunter Biden's business activities, and hearings about that investigation devolved into shouting matches this week. In what some have called a dramatic moment of political theater, the president's son walked into one of the meetings to show he's willing to testify publicly, not just behind closed doors, as Republicans wanted. Still, a committee approved a resolution to hold him in contempt of Congress for not adhering to their requests. That resolution is now moving to the full House floor soon. Across the country, millions of Americans may be dealing with a case of winter weather deja vu. Another powerful storm is expected to unleash blizzard conditions, severe thunderstorms, damaging winds, and brutal cold all across the central and eastern U.S. Today, most of the snow is expected to fall in parts of Michigan, Wisconsin, and Illinois, and much of the Midwest is in for strong winds that could produce blizzard conditions. On the southern side of the storm, there could be more severe weather, with the greatest threats in Mississippi and Alabama. And from the mid-Atlantic to the northeast, the biggest impact is expected to be heavy rain and possibly flooding. Most of these storms should move out by tomorrow, but dangerously cold temperatures are expected to stick around, especially in the central U.S. into next week. More news is still coming up, but first, support for this episode comes from Green Chef. Need an easy win in 2024? Green Chef makes eating well easy with plans to fit every lifestyle, from keto to vegan to just looking to eat more balanced meals. My husband and I recently made herb turkey and kale bulgur bowls with apricots, pistachio, some crema, and tomato. It was surprisingly simple and so flavorful. My toddler even ate it all. Yes, the kale too. And he loved the little apricots in it. And of course, my husband and I thought it was delicious. With Green Chef, I can count on meals that are good for my taste buds, good for my body, and good for the planet. And good for my sanity too, since everything I need for each meal is delivered to my door. No wonder Green Chef is the number one meal kit for clean eating. By the way, Green Chef is now owned by HelloFresh, so it has an even wider array of meal plans to choose from, so there's something for everyone. Go to greenchef.com/60newsworthy and use the code 60newsworthy to get 60% off plus 20% off your next 2 months. Again, that's 60% off plus 20% off your next 2 months when you go to greenchef.com/60newsworthy and use that code 60newsworthy. Now back to the news. The oil and gas industry is doing some more consolidating. Chesapeake Energy says it's planning to merge with Southwestern Energy in an all-stock deal valued at nearly $7.5 billion. It's a deal that will make the combined company the largest natural gas producer in the U.S. in both market value and output, with a significant presence in both the Gulf Coast and Northeast. The deal still needs to be cleared by regulators and approved by the company's shareholders, but the companies say they expect the merger to be complete by this summer. This is actually just the latest in a series of mergers and acquisitions involving American oil and natural gas companies. Just last year, Chevron announced plans to buy Hess, and ExxonMobil struck a deal to buy Pioneer Natural Resources. And those are just a couple of examples. Rental car giant Hertz has decided to abandon some of its big electric ambitions. You might remember it was more than 2 years ago when Hertz struck a high-profile deal to buy 100,000 Teslas as part of a big electrification effort. It later bought thousands more cars from Polestar and GM. But now Hertz says it's offloading about a third of its entire fleet. And some of the proceeds from those sales will go to buy standard gas-powered cars. As for why, Hertz cited high repair costs and low demand. This kind of reflects what's happening with the industry overall. EV sales growth slowed over the course of last year. And in recent months, automakers have also put some EV projects on hold and dialed back production forecasts. As for Hertz, the company says it will keep an eye on any changes in the market and might decide down the line to invest in EVs once again. It looks like the entertainment industry has made a big cultural shift ever since the launch of the Me Too movement. But still, a lot of people say, even though there's now awareness of the issues, there isn't enough accountability. The Hollywood Commission was founded in 2017 at the dawn of the Me Too movement to help stop workplace harassment and discrimination in the entertainment industry. And yesterday, it released its second survey, pulled from interviews with thousands of anonymous industry workers. It found that overall, workers are more aware of what actually is workplace misconduct than they were at the start of the Me Too movement, and now more of them know how to share their concerns, if they have any. But more than half of those surveyed said there was minimal or no progress when it came to holding powerful people accountable. And many said they hesitate to report misconduct for fear of being labeled difficult to work with, or just because they didn't believe anything would come of it. Now, the Hollywood Commission says it's going to launch a new action plan with programs meant to help workplaces become safer and more productive for everyone. Another one of America's best-known football coaches has decided to step away from the role that made him a legend. Bill Belichick and the New England Patriots announced they made a mutual decision to part ways. This comes after a historic 24-year run that included 17 division titles, 9 conference championships, and 6 Super Bowl rings. Belichick hasn't said what his plans are for the future, but he is expected to keep coaching elsewhere in the NFL. Speaking of football, the NFL playoffs begin tomorrow, with the first 2 first-round games, followed by 3 on Sunday and 1 on Monday. Eventually, the postseason will wrap up with the Super Bowl on February 11th. That's it for the main news today, so now it's time for Feel Good Friday, when we bring you one extra feel-good or positive news story before the weekend. But first, this episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. Around New Year's, it's easy to think about all the things we should be doing or that we could be doing. But what if we take a step back and think about the things we're already doing that make us feel good? Sometimes my therapist reminds me of all the things I'm already doing and that actually it's probably not a good idea to take on something new. And that's sometimes the reminder I need so I don't burn out. Or if you're ready for more, therapy can help you find your own strengths so you can ditch the extreme resolutions and make changes that actually stick. In fact, rough patches or taking a step backward is inevitable, so I always appreciate that a therapist is there over time, offering accountability, support, and professional guidance. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Celebrate the progress you've already made. Visit BetterHelp.com/newsworthy today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/newsworthy. Okay, now back to Feel Good Friday. Today, we are talking about an unlikely friendship between a couple in their 30s and their 97-year-old neighbor. When Lydia and Andy Pender moved to Honolulu a few years ago, they started noticing beautiful music coming through the walls of their new apartment. They ended up meeting 97-year-old Derek Pert, who really has a musical gift, and they decided to start a dinner and a show tradition. The deal is, Pert handles the entertainment, and the Penders return the favor with dinner and cocktails. They say their neighbor takes the tradition very seriously. Every month, he'll have a list of songs to play, and he apparently takes requests, too. Now, the Penders also record Pert's concerts, and they even have posted one of them on TikTok. The video was viewed all over the world and brought in thousands of comments from other people sharing stories of elderly people in their lives. The Penders say the plan is to continue their monthly dinner and a show tradition, and they plan to post more videos in hopes of spreading the same joy their friend has given them and others on the internet. We'll be back tomorrow with our special edition Saturday episode. I am talking with our friends over at Pantsuit Politics about the upcoming elections next week. And of course, we'll be back Monday with your next news roundup. For now, thank you so much for listening and have a great weekend.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do. And start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia, movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.